Audio rolling.
Action.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 9 of After Hours, the official Open Sign Productions podcast. My name's Christian Nash.
I'm Chuck Noly.
Andrew Reyna.
Ryan Webeking.
Nate Barr.
Cam Clark.
All right, guys.
Anyone else notice that I said that like there was going to be another person?
Cam Clark.
Cam Clark.
Seemed unsure of yourself.
I was a little.
I'm Cam Clark. And I'm Cam Clark.
I am Cam Clark?
Well, I mean, for a sec, I thought it was Chuck Noly.
Oh, God.
Andrew just broke the rule.
Way to go.
Sorry, Tupac. I'm sorry.
Oh, dude. Yeah. So, welcome to episode 12.
All kinds of crazy shit going on.
We had some technical difficulties. Technical difficulties meaning my phone being a piece of shit, lock button breaking, phone becoming a brick, couldn't turn it on, lost the actual episode 9 and also 10 and 11.
Woo!
So now you get this.
Episode 12.
Whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be 9. We're just going to continue on as normal.
No, I say we create our own numbers.
Well, it's cool because now we get to have
my favorite
I'm annoyed.
17. Two episode 10s.
Yeah, that is cool. Episode. I'm not gonna say how long.
We were really excited for hitting that milestone of 10, and then just a kick in the dick from my phone.
We had done one in like 3 weeks or something. Or four weeks.
It had been a while because we've been real. Fucking busy, man.
Yeah. It's a holiday stuff. Everybody had family shit.
We took, two or three weeks off for holidays.
That's been nice.
At least we can talk about the holiday phobias now.
I don't know if you guys feel it, but, I felt, completely useless film-wise for a while. It's kind of, for a while, I was like,
we haven't filmed since,
like, I thought.
Early December.
Yeah.
That's when we did all the Christmas
that was
episode of Phobia,
which is fucking awesome.
That was like two, three weeks ago now.
Terrifying.
I was really impressed with all, so we were talking about this earlier, but we got a shitload of new people from this local Fort Wayne, what would you call it, horror attraction?
It's like a haunted house called Mysterium.
Tom's
just like, fuck you, Kim.
No, dude, Tom just hops on this bike like a badass and rolls over here like death, kicks my ass six ways to
strangles you with his beard.
Yeah.
Come in as a guest.
Dude, Tom would be fun as shit. Tom, you're getting on here, but dude, it's happening.
Do you think he listens?
Probably, yeah. No, we've talked about it, at least if I remember correctly. He's like, you guys are fucking weird. That's my Tom impression.
That was a pretty good Tom impression, actually.
You guys are fucking weird. Tom's kind of Canadian.
Is he?
No, just kind of. I don't like how you're kind of Canadian, but you're not.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you say words weird sometimes?
Words weird. Weird words.
Words.
Words. But like,
oh
it's...
Oh my God. Oh, shit.
But it's like... So, because we've gotten all these new people, we were able to do this really cool prosthetic creature thing. And we'd never done that before. And that was fucking cool looking. What? Yeah. It was.
Yeah,
it
was. No.
Tim was amazing.
Tim's always amazing.
Yeah.
Tim's just like this little bundle of holy shit.
We had everything going for us, man. We split into two crews.
That was cool.
We had a makeup department going.
God, it actually felt professional. It was fucking weird.
Dude,
it
went
real smooth.
And that's what was weird, how smooth it was. It was totally comfortable. Like, I went out with the second crew with Christian and JRS. What was that? JRS, Storch, Jeremy.
JRS.
Hey, I'm JRS.
Jeremy's listening to this like, good, it's working.
It's happening now. So,
you're calling me, but...
So, we're sitting out there, and, the fucking, the creature in the forest that same night.
Yeah, dude, we were getting stared at by what we're pretty sure and also, I guess, kind of hoping was a coyote.
Yeah.
Because, by the time we had shot our scene, which is the... I mean, I can talk about it now, right?
It's got, a 1,000 views, so, yeah.
All right.
1,200 today.
So the scene...
All through the house.
The scene where the kid is hiding in the kitchen and walks up to his dying mother, I shot that. So when we were shooting that... Like, she got finished. We got that done in, like, what? Like, 30, 40 minutes
like tops? Like, 45 minutes.
Yeah, like, really, really quickly. And
the only scene I got to do some character directing. I was pretty happy about that.
She was, so she was done, and so we had, like, what? God, like, an hour and a half to kill before everybody else got there.
Just about.
And Cam and I went to smoke a cigarette. Jeremy came out with us, and as soon as we walk outside, we just hear, like, shuffling, like heavy shuffling footsteps in the woods. Nice. They're just like, what the fuck, man? Like,
did you record any of it?
No.
My bad guys, I was just partying.
No, and then so Christian, now I got upset with him doing this, but I didn't like yell at him. He shines his light into the woods. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'm a little uneased because like, it's like, this is how white people die. Like, right. I've seen how this happens.
Fucking took my joke, you asshole.
So I'm looking in the woods. All of a sudden, I see these two eyes staring right back at us.
And I'm looking at the same shit. And I get,
like, right up to the door, like, you know, this thing's going to come out, kill those two, and I'm going to get in the house.
And, like, Jeremy doesn't know what we're talking about. I look back at Cam, like, you see that shit, too? He's like, yeah. And I was like, huh. So I was like, well, maybe they're just lights in the distance. So I turned off my light, and they were gone. And I turned my light back on.
So their eyes.
Yeah, and I turned it back on, and there they were again. And, like, this fucking thing, whatever it was, we didn't get a good look at it. It was big as fuck.
Why didn't you record any of it?
Because nothing would have picked up.
Yeah, no, it was way too far.
It probably was just a big dog, like, or a coyote.
It was.
The face almost looked like a flat human-like face, like just based on the positioning of the eyes.
It
was the
rake. Could have been.
It was the Wendigo. No, dude, it was the Wendigo.
I heard you were making fun of him.
Yeah, or a skinwalker.
No,
a skinwalker.
It was a goatman. It was Saul Goatman.
It was Saul Goatman.
That was like the law.
That was the weirdest night. Saul Slenderman's brother. I flipped out.
And Jeremy started to get freaked out, too.
You didn't tell me about that.
I didn't tell you? Oh, shit. I must have
thought I did tell you. I was like, yeah. I've heard of it. We almost died in the woods, man. Yeah,
we got back in the house, and it's, like, dead quiet. The dog wasn't there. The whole time, we're like, where's the dog?
This fucking, like...
Whatever's out in the woods got it.
Well, because, like, at one point, I thought I heard it barking, and then the barking kind of stopped after a while, and I was like, dude, this is like fucked up, man. Oh,
shit. Everyone gets there.
Like, it was weird, and the dog didn't... I don't know if the dog was even there, but, like, whatever it was, like, I thought I heard some dog barking, and, like, it just stopped after a while. And it was, like, you know, out in, like, Huntington, out in the woods, like, in this really nice house, but there's, like, no street lamps, really, and there's no...
it's dark.
Like, it's, like, remote as fuck, even though there's other houses around, but...
I was fucking petrified. Dude, that just scares me.
It was dead quiet,
shit like that, so...
Yeah, I would have
crazy.
Seriously, start recording.
Hi, I'm Robin Ryan Weberking. I'm a coyote.
Because we could have analyzed it later, you know, like enhance it digitally.
It turns out to be a Pikachu. Or something.
History Channel.
I would shit my pants.
Suddenly, like, guys, fuck this open sign thing. Get this, Sasquatch hunters.
Dude, let's go squatching.
Yeah,
Squatchers.
Squatchers.
Monday night.
Goddamn Sam Squinch!
Yeah, that's just so fucking weird.
And then, like, cool. I mean, we didn't get a chance to talk about that Thanksgiving episode that hit.
Did we?
No, we
did. We not?
No, we haven't talked
on the deleted episodes.
Yeah, you guys missed that. So we've got a video out there called "Devil's Turkey," written by Mark Niebauer, who's a wonderful friend of Open Signs, as well as our benefactor or whatever the fuck that word is.
I go with sugar daddy.
It was my first thing, at least, that's been seen yet of my acting.
That has some crazy shit in it.
Yeah.
That fucking... God damn.
You just fist a turkey. You
fingered a turkey.
You violently fist a turkey.
Yeah, I'm actually in that one.
And you have...
A lot of us are in that one.
You're not in it. Hold on, your hair is in it, and you're just accompanying actor.
Austin's
in it.
I'm
the only one that's not in it.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird.
You're not even a dead body.
Two of them, right? That's weird.
I'm not dead, Andy.
That's like, what's the point of phobia now? We can't kill Ryan Levick.
I know, shit.
Like, I know I said it before, but you really should be like the equivalent of the Pixar red ball. You're just like, where's, like, oh, he's an Easter egg. He's like, oh, there's dead Ryan.
Yeah.
We just had New Year. Yeah. Oh, New Year party.
That was crazy.
Yeah, this is kind of the post-holidays after we're all not detoxing, like, socially, and some of us probably...
It was just...
Liquor-based. I can't detox.
Day ago. Two, just forever two drunk. 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Well, that feels like it was last
Yesterday
week.
Was New Year's
Day. Holy shit.
New Year's Day.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm just
2015. Yeah. 2015. This is Jesus the first
podcast. Well, happy born New in
Year. Happy New Year, dude. This is the first
episode of the podcast in 2015. So that's cool. It's assuming been a couple, my phone doesn't break again.
It's been a couple months of this. Like, how long? When did we start?
After podcast?
Yeah, before Horror Hound.
Yeah, we started like the week before Horror Hound.
Yeah.
Because I posted, I think, the first.
That was like mid-October, maybe?
I think I posted September. The second episode at Horror Hound, I believe.
Didn't you guys record?
We record,
third one?
Me, Michael, Austin, and Jeremy recorded the third episode at Horror Hound. Like, it was a pretty cool experience. I want to do that when we go in March.
Yeah, we're going to Horror Hound in March. It's going to be an amazing experience yet again. I hope to see some of our listeners, maybe some of our friends.
Get ready for these dicks and some.
I'll probably be Mr. Handsome running the booth selling shit because that's.
We should make a flyer for the podcast too.
That would be cool.
We could
advertise that now. Yeah. See QR code. See, he had the same idea that I did.
Dude.
Nice.
You stop saying things the same time I do.
We could have like a makeshift fucking panel. Do the podcast at our booth. Have like a bunch of people standing around asking Q&A and
definitely
shit.
Definitely have to get a couple more microphones or at least headsets for that.
Hey, who are you guys?
Well, we got a recording device and we have the boom we can use when people ask questions.
Yeah, if we get
a couple dicks that make moves and shit.
If we get a second table again, we could totally do that. We could just start doing. Maybe people would come up and be on the show. That'd be pretty cool.
I've seen people do that before. Podcast.
Let's fucking do it.
Let's fuck it. We're doing that.
After Hours at Horror Hound. Look it up on Google. Find the address. Get a ticket.
That's going to be a thing.
Fucking visit us.
Yeah, come say hi. It'll be cool. We'll put you on the internet.
See what all of us look like.
You can be internet famous.
It'd be cool to get interviews. See if we can get some a couple brief interviews with celebrities, too.
That would be cool.
It's in the works.
You know, this whole year is going to be wild. You realize that?
Yeah.
We had a meeting today about some of the stuff. Like, me and Ryan and Nate and Laura, we had a
it's
meeting.
It's going to be
today.
A lot of work.
Oh, my God, I don't know.
This year is going to be nuts, man.
But then, like, we're going to sit here in...
I can't wait.
2016, like, in January, we're going to be like, holy shit.
Sipping Cristal and shit, because we'll be rich.
Oh, that'd be crazy if that happened all year.
By 2016. 16,
we're sipping Cristal by the bottle.
That's a lofty goal.
Recording the podcast on my personal yacht.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Let me get my credit card.
Yeah, the SSB dicks.
Probably be more like...
the SSB
drinking,
dicks.
For me, it'll be more like drinking Newcastle out of...
a stripper's ass?
Yeah.
Yeah!
One of those.
Strip a booty.
Strip a booty.
Slightly more expensive beer out of,
than what you're drinking now.
Yeah, a pretty cool place.
Let's get you a chalice.
Yeah.
Made out of human skull.
Not plastic.
That's crazy. That'd be cool, though. Yeah. I mean, now that's not gonna fucking happen, but that'd be awesome. That's
well, fuck
like
you with the negativity.
I mean, you don't know for sure.
That's true. Like something crazy
about
could happen.
My yacht and my Cristal, and you're just raining on my fucking Cristal.
I mean,
something
crazy could happen.
You're just pissing.
Maybe if Nate wants it back,
you'll be getting paid. Never mind. It'll be cool.
Yeah. Just don't worry about it. Yeah. It's gonna be cool. You guys have got a lot. Those who are like on the Facebook page and on like some of our other pages, you guys have had a lot to look forward to.
Yeah.
Like,
lots
it's going to be
lots
incredible.
Of web content. Tons of it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be so beat by the end of this.
Yeah, dude. I think I get to do a phobia this year.
Yeah?
Everybody does, pretty much.
I think I will.
Why? You should.
Me? I don't know. I've...
Do it.
I it's okay.
I bet you could come up with some fucked
do
up
it.
Okay, but now, like, here's the thing with that, you know? Like, I love phobia. I love what it is, and I love all the stuff that everyone does. But I just don't think I can creatively do something.
I mean,
that.
Don't you ever just sit around and have, like, a fucked up thought?
Yeah.
Like, that's what happened with mine.
That's
I was
my life,
just like,
really.
I literally saw a t-shirt and wrote a whole episode of Phobia based on that.
Well, like, okay, I see what you mean, and I do have those thoughts.
Like, you know you've got something in you.
There's a different kind of fucked up. You know, I have different kind of fucked up thoughts. Like, I think of, like, fucking fucked up situations, but in a sense of realism. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of my gangster stuff, you know, made guys, shit like that. That's fucked up stuff that happens in a sense of realism. So, like, it's difficult for me to have, like, a fucked up, scary thought.
Write something based on the fucking experience we had in the woods, dude. He said it right there. We could do a fucking Wendigo one.
Yeah, man. Like, honestly,
we've already talked about doing a Wendigo one. Or we'd be in it.
You could do something, I mean, yeah, or do something else.
Okay, the most fucked up thing I've ever had, like, movie idea-wise was, and for the record, I'm not doing this movie for a really long fucking time.
Right.
Like, I have to be at least... I have to have the Songbird trilogy done before I decide to do this one.
Yeah.
So, like, fun fact for our listeners, I have, like, the next 15 to 20 years of my film career fucking planned out. I don't know. I come up with these ideas and write them down, and then boom! Now I've got my whole life written in exact order. Well, career-wise, movie-wise, what I'll make. So I had this really fucked up nightmare. And I woke... It's so fucked up. It was, like... A very, very short nightmare. And it was one of the ones that woke me up to the point of conscious. Like, instead, not the, it was more the, you know, like, real fucking horrified of what I just saw. And I remembered it. For that instant, I remembered everything that happened. So I grabbed my phone and I typed it all out. And it's called Shadow. And it's about, like, this thing that haunts this family. It's not a haunting movie. Like, it starts off, this family's tearing through this woods, and they're covered up in cuts and shit, and they go into the house. They start boarding up all the doors and windows. They're trying to get all the lights in the house turned on. So there's no opportunity for a shadow to be there. All of a sudden, and, like, there's, like, three kids, a mom and a dad. And the mom's in the kitchen, and she's on the phone. She's calling 911. And she, all the lights in the kitchen start to flicker a little bit. And you see this thing out there with these big red eyes and these fucking sharp, scary teeth. And then, poof, the lights go out. When the lights go out, the image goes out. All of a sudden, you just hear this horrific ripping and shredding of this mom. Like, I'm not talking like your typical... I'm talking like in that movie, Feast, tearing apart, that kind of fucking shit. So then, like, Dad hears this, and he starts boarding up the door. Instead of going in to help, he gets scared, slams it, and starts boarding the door.
Well, I mean, if you hear that sound, it's probably...
Yeah, and so then...
Yeah, that's my wife being torn apart. I'm not going to fuck with that.
So then...
she's already dead.
So then, like...
There's no saving her.
I mean, a normal, rational human being.
So then, like, the lights in the whole house start to flicker. And it's like, there's something wrong with the circuit box, so I'm going to go fix it. They go downstairs. Now, the whole scene in the basement is a scary scene. But nothing happens. It sets up for something really intense, but nothing happens. And they go upstairs, and the eldest daughter is missing her entire arm. And her hair is pale white. Like, he sees his youngest daughter's fine, and then she just looks like, her hair's pale, she's missing her arm. She's pale. I'm talking, like, white. Like, real white. Like, the Grudge white. Mm. And her eyes are green, and she's, like, bled from her tear ducts.
Holy fuck, dude.
And all of a sudden...
Right, just because she was scared so bad.
That's what you think. And the dad goes up, and is like, honey, are you okay? And it's just, she's not saying anything, and she moves her head, but it's like one of those, like she moves it real fast, and you, like, hear a cracking noise. And then she just smiles. And then all the lights shut off, and the youngest son and daughter burst out of there, and you hear the tearing of the, you hear their dad getting attacked, and they're, like, sitting against the wall, and they're, it's, like, super light, and then just pitch black, as if, like, there's no moon out, it's just dark, you see nothing. And so, all of a sudden, dad flops out, and he's covered, like, rips of flesh are gone, he looks awful, like, bad. Jesus. And he's like, help me. And he's just slowly dragged back in, and you hear him killed. And then, so the kids are sitting there for a minute, waiting for daylight, and their sister walks out, the side of her who's not ripped off. and it's all, it's like split down the middle, and she's white, like completely white. So it's like a really weird contrast. And she sings this poem based on the tune from Mary Poppins, Chim Chiminy.
Oh my God.
That, and I wrote the words down, and it's really fucking scary. And so then, like, after the end of that, the lights flicker again, and then the hallway lights go out. So now they're tearing to their rooms. And now, at this point, they find their dad's cell phone, and they call the cops. And the cops get there, and they go inside. A couple of them get killed off, and then they manage to kill the shadow creature. The daughter's possessed by the shadow creature. So they kill the daughter and think that they killed the creature. So the kids are getting put into their rooms and shit. And into the cop cars to be driven away. And the little boy wants to go get his sister's rabbit. So the sheriff escorts him inside. And then the lights flicker and they go out. Mm-hmm. And the sheriff is the sheriff is killed very, very quickly and very brutally. So the little boy runs out of the room and starts running down the hall. And the lights are flickering on and on. You can see this thing like jump. No, this thing's not running. It's just jumping from the walls to chase after him. And he gets outside. But you see the claw grabs his head. And there's like a split second of like tear in his face. And he's like, oh God. And then it fucking pulls him in. And you hear him being ripped apart. And then it's discovered that there wasn't just one of these things. There were two. So then it's stalking this little girl as she's sitting in this cop car. It's like in Cujo kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she manages to remember that they bought a fuckload of fireworks in the house. So she comes up with this plan. She bursts out of the car and she runs to the house. Things following her. And she gets to the fireworks. Lights one of them, drops it in this big box, and then she jumps out the window, and the house explodes.
Holy shit, wait, how many fucking fireworks were in that house?
Like, holy fuck.
Yeah, damn.
Well, I mean, so, I don't know, something.
Jesus, like, Michael Bay.
You'd have to put that shit next to the, like, fucking
fireworks.
The place or something.
House so propane, damn pan, pan, whatever.
Well, it's
that,
yeah,
broke the tension.
It's more like it blows the creature up, and the explosion from that embodiment is what destroys the house, mixed with the fireworks.
Okay.
So then she's out there, and everything seems really hunky dory and stuff, and okay. And she starts walking, and then she's. I can't decide if I want to cut it or just have her killed too, just because I usually like to do something like that. So I don't know, kind of up in the air about that ending.
Is this a movie?
Yeah, Shadow.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. That Holy was a really shit. Fucked up nightmare.
I think you need Jesus.
Well, I mean, like,
good God, son.
That's like the most fucked up thing I can think of,
dude. Like, do like. Honestly, man, you could do a phobia based on that creature now. And
yeah,
just, like, make it a tease and expand on it later.
I might. I don't know.
I mean, that might be cool just to see how it pans out as a phobia and if you can make it
or
work.
Just the introduction.
Yeah, just that, the introduction,
you know,
of
how
the creature.
Told us about how
we have other series that could go into.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that could be fun.
It's something I've been so focused on all this other stuff that. It was one of those nightmares that you don't want to forget. Like, I never thought...
I haven't had one of those in a while.
I never thought I would...
never remember anything that I did.
Yeah, I'm not the kind of writer who comes up with his thoughts in his sleep. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But, like, this was one of those instances, and I think every good writer gets this.
I had one the other day.
I think it's important
been
to
writing
have stuff
on
like
it.
That.
You know, it's funny. I've actually had that... too, with my thing, you know, with music, you know, I had like a very realistic dream, and I ended up, during the time I was keeping like a little dream journal thing, but I was playing this song in my dream, and I just remembered it, so I woke up,
I wrote it down, and then I just hit record, and I played it. I wrote down the dream, and I played the song, and that was, like, the last song I uploaded on my website, yeah. actually, a couple of years ago. But that was just something I just woke up, and I hit record, and then went back to sleep after.
The human mind is weird.
Yeah. That's one way to put it.
You know, that's the kind of shit that
he wrote a song Salvador Dali used to do.
He would sit in a chair and hold a big brass key in his hand above a ceramic bowl when he was getting tired, and he would just nod off, and eventually he would drop the key into the bowl, wake him up, and he'd have all these fucking crazy surreal ideas because he was slipping into that fucking dream state. That's crazy. And that's where most of his art came from.
I think it's cool that people can do that, but like I've just never experienced it before, and it was an amazing experience. I was horrified.
Cause I'm kind of pissed, man, because I can't really remember a lot of my dreams.
It'll come to you, dude. It'll come out of nowhere. I don't even know how that happened. Like it just did, and like I had some stresses going on, but nothing like dire. Mm-hmm. Nothing to cause something so like hardcore.
I have played music quite a few times.
Yeah, it's pretty yeah, wild.
Usually, rocking out pretty fucking hard. Like, I can never remember like what it was. Usually.
I
just remember like, man, I think I was rocking pretty hard.
Maybe I don't really remember what exactly. I dreamt, but I did just wake up and hit record and then play stuff, you know?
I just think it's cool, like, just how creative the mind can really be.
Yeah.
And, like, there...
It has to do with the time of day and what type of person you are and shit, like, all... I like writing at least all my features and scripts and stuff. I like writing in the morning.
See, I can't write during the day. I have to write at night. Like, when I was writing some of the second phase of Stray, I would sit up in I used to live in this apartment dorm room kind of thing, and I would, I'd just be like, yeah, dude, I'm gonna stay in for the night, which I usually never did. I always go out. But, like, I had picked up some, liquor and did some stuff. And then sat in my room till like 8 that morning, just writing. Like, that's all I did. Like, I'd go out for some fresh air, and then, or I'd eat something. But I was in my room, I had music blaring, I had my headphones in, I'm surprised I'm not deaf.
Yeah, I used to take days off of work just to have 3-day weekend to do that shit.
Like, I would totally close myself off. Like, when the first script I ever wrote,
yeah.
called The Family, that's what it was called. It's a 189-page script. It was my first one ever. I got the idea for it in detention. I was like a freshman in high school. Mm. And during the weeks, I was taking my driver's education classes. It was like 3 or 4 weeks of class every other day. I would fucking stay up all night just writing and watching Adult Swim. And then I'd go to class. That morning, I'd go to class. I'd do the whole class thing, I'd come home, and I'd pass out, and I'd sleep all day long and get up at 6, eat dinner, and then do the same thing over again. And I did that for 3 weeks. Like, and that's, wow. like, why I write at night. That's, like, my night writing. I think the best when everyone else is not around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I definitely feel that.
And who were we telling that today? We're telling that to you, weren't we?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah. Nate's gonna start writing a little bit.
Nate wrote something, actually.
Yeah,
yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
It's still good.
Still have to pitch it, get it approved, but I wrote a phobia episode based on a pretty prolific creepypasta series, heavily inspired by that. And, yeah, I think it sucks, but...
Of course you do, but dude,
everybody thinks their work sucks. You know how much shit I've deleted because I thought it was terrible and nobody should ever see it?
Yeah. I've called Webaking. If I hadn't... Okay, do you remember... I've called you a few times with some ideas.
Most of my early stuff is not very good.
Like, nah, dude, that's normal, though.
Yeah.
I always call Webb, like, at some point, if I'm not around him, and I'll pitch the idea that I'm about to write, and see if he likes it. And if he does, I usually go with it. Because if he's going to like it, then I know a lot of other people are going to like it. I did that a lot with Stray. God, fucking script. I haven't written, a hardcore script since. Like, a full one.
Yeah.
It's been kind of nice.
Probably going to have to, yeah. I'm due to start writing another one pretty soon.
Just haven't had the motivation.
I need to actually start, because I've got a lot of different projects.
It's a fun and shitty process.
Yeah.
Because, you're like, fuck yeah, this is creativity, and then you're like, oh, god damn it! Why can't I make this work?
Yeah.
There's just so much shit.
Sometimes it just looks like shit on paper, yeah, or on screen, rather.
Like, it pisses you off, so you drink more and try to think of something better.
I just hate the times where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna write this whole fucking scene, and it's gonna be awesome, and type, a couple sentences, and it's like, damn it.
I'll have to pace on some...
I write in pieces for sure.
I'm big on dialogue, so I take my time with it.
Yeah.
And there are some times where I'm just like, what the fuck would this character say? I don't know what this fucking person would say. I have to go walk for a second. I have to really, or just step away from it.
Yeah.
There have been times where it's pissed me off, so I've just closed and I'm like, all right, fuck this.
That's the reason why a lot of writers are fucking crazy.
Normally.
Because they're going in and out of all these different characters' heads.
Right. Fucking yeah, jumping dude. From universe to universe.
Well, normally, just look at me. I've got, at least 10 projects that I've told you about that I want to start writing.
You and I think a lot on the same page when it comes to writing, because we build things.
Yeah, I've got, universes built right now, about 3 or 4. And it's fucked up, because I think about all of them, almost simultaneously. Because I'll think about one, and then jump to the next one.
See, with...
And just try to, I write in pieces in each time. I come up with a new idea, and then I jump to the next thing that I was like, oh, yeah, I remember this. I'm going to add this.
See, with Made Guys, Made Guys is one whole universe.
Yeah.
But it started from, my first interested script horse and turned into Made Guys. And now I'm trying to build this trilogy off of the horse universe. And it's really difficult to place things.
Yeah.
Because I like to keep things chronologically make sense, and I'm trying to make sure it all does that. And it's starting to piss me off a little bit, because I can build the main guy unit. I think if I finish the
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Universe. Yeah, which is very typical for me.
Nexus is the same way. It's not going to... I mean, that's going to start in very different parts of time. For each different one, Nate's is going to be first.
I think it's...
The one Nate's in.
How did we get into script writing? The topic.
I don't know.
Let's just keep going with it.
Started talking about an idea.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I just told you guys that dream.
Yeah.
That's a fucked up dream.
What else do we have?
I have crabs.
Grandpa's got crabs.
Hey? No, no!
I remember.
Look what you've done.
The first time that crabs evolved.
They don't want to hear you. From the crafts.
Grandpa, stop!
See, first there were the crafts in the prehistoric era.
Nate, take a lap. Ryan, take a lap with him because you instigated me.
I'd rather do 10 push ups.
No.
I would,
Well, we just dead.
Fuck you.
We just dealt with Christmas.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude. I'm so done with my family right now.
Yeah.
And there's more coming.
Oh, God.
I'm just like, no. I don't want to do this.
I'm good. I had pretty good holidays.
No, I had a good holiday. I just, I get exhausted after seeing my dad for a while.
Good Lord, dude. After just seeing, oh, man, at least at almost all of my family functions, there's at least one meltdown from somebody. Hmm? Thanksgiving was the same. Christmas... wouldn't be any different.
It's funny.
I just think that, I love my family.
Yeah, and I love my family, don't get me wrong, but...
I'm tired of hearing all the same questions. How's school?
Oh, Cameron, how's the movie business going?
How's the movie... Oh, my God.
So you're doing them film things now?
Yes, Grandpa.
I remember when I invented celluloid.
Is she born yet?
Dude, I showed my dad
that fucking question.
I hate that fucking question.
Yeah, we all do.
My mom and I were talking, and I shit you not, dude. My mom was like, "Cam, you know, I've got." Oh, I'm sorry, Cam. I am so excited to be a grandma. And I was like, do you have plans for that to happen soon? Or, well, I just look forward to, you know, you finally having kids and I could spoil them. And I'm just like,
it's boiling.
No, spoil them.
I'm like, oh, you said it's boiling in me.
So like, my mom is just like,
oh, dear
looking
God.
Forward to me being a parent. I'm like, Mom, I'm fucking... No, I'm 22, man. Like,
did you have to think about how old you were just then?
Yeah, a little bit.
I caught that. There was a beat there, and I'm like, what was that? What happened there?
And, like, I hear that question just about every other... I've heard that since I was 18.
When are you going to have kids?
Yeah.
Good God.
Mom, I know.
Well, you know, in this day and age, it's weird if you don't have them at 12.
Shit.
Oh, God.
I'm talking to you, MTV.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You make let this happen.
Making enemies.
This is your fault.
Oh,
all right, we're already going in fighting.
Yeah, fuck them.
I don't really want to work for MTV.
I remember when music television actually had
music.
Played badass.
And then there was that kiddie porn with Undressed.
Oh, what?
You remember Undressed? Grandpa. That was a good show.
Grandpa, no.
Like, I gotta say, good like, God. If somebody from, like, Teen Mom approached me and they're like, we want you to direct this season of Teen Mom, I would probably be like, fuck no.
What like, if they said, here's $1 million?
Yeah, I don't. What?
What if they said, here's $1 million?
To direct an episode? I don't even think the budget is $1 million.
I'm sure they're making loads of money off of it. Oh,
dude, an IMDb page is forever.
Dude, I directed an episode. I'd go back in time and direct an episode of Jackass.
I mean, that's cool.
That'd be fucking fun. Like, fuck yeah, I'll do it.
Back when, like, Jackass was on, all those shows, now it's just teen drama.
That's...
Kardashians that I don't understand why people give a fuck about, to be quite honest.
It has
honest.
Nothing
like,
to do with music.
I've never like anymore, looked into any Kardashian. I've never Googled like Kardashian. Not even when her naked pictures came out.
I wasn't either.
I hate...
Like, you know, I saw
I
that.
Actually, I hate the Kardashians.
And the first thing I
thought... Are we honestly dogging on the Kardashians
we are.
Right now?
Yeah, fuck them.
Shots fired!
You
know what?
Bitch, you fucked a black guy.
Whoa.
That's all you're famous
for. Whoa.
That's no
away. Stop it. Stop it.
He's an upstanding gentleman, I'm sure. But that's all you're famous for. You fucked a black guy. You have no talent. You have a giant ass. That is photoshopped. Fuck yourself, Kardashian.
Oh, shots fired.
I hate them so much.
I'm hashtagging. I'm tagging.
We're making Nate trending.
Nate's gonna be trending.
I'm fucking speechless.
I really hate the Kardashians.
Like, I think this is the only one, Michael.
Like Ryan said earlier.
We're gonna have to...
I think we're gonna have to...
Wait, Christian?
Like Ryan said earlier.
No. Say it.
Say it.
Wait, what?
You know what?
What did I say?
Oh, no.
No, about Michael.
Shit. About Michael?
Yeah.
What did I say?
And how he's possibly...
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, Michael's gonna hear this.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, podcast was fun for a while.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Hey, like right.
Ending on episode 12.
Anyway, back to my thought before I lost my train of thought. What Ryan said earlier, I mean, Kevin Smith gets away with it, and I guess it wasn't used racially, so...
No, he's a black guy. That's a descriptive adjective.
Yeah.
The man is black.
That was just like
nothing racist.
Some guys are white.
I just said it in the grandpa voice, so it sounded racist.
Yeah, I just wanted to, clarify to anybody listening that's not what that was.
However, I remember.
Oh God,
dude, I can't fucking. I don't know. Like, I've never been into the whole. I don't know TV. It's just kind of stupid now. Like, there's really nothing
reality
good on it.
You know what? I'm going to sound like such a hipster right now. I've not watched television of my own will in the past 12 years now.
Yeah, I haven't.
12 years without.
I haven't had cable in forever. I mean, I've just been streaming, like, everything.
YouTube,
Netflix.
I just got internet for the first time.
since I've moved out on my own.
Yeah, he did.
Holy shit.
Like, 2 weeks ago?
There is so much porn.
Oh, I know. I've had it on
you
my
got a lot of catching up to do.
I've had it on my phone. So, but I've never had it, like, installed into my house. I've had it on my phone for quite a while.
Yeah, porn loads a lot faster on the computer.
It works pretty good on my phone, too.
Dude.
Featuring porn consultant
Andrew.
You can take
your phone, like, anywhere.
But, like...
In the
like
bathroom of a city motel.
Dude, yeah. I can take my laptop in the bathroom if I want to crank one out real quick.
I know, but that's a laptop. That's like,
but what if you're, like, at Walmart and you get the urge all of a sudden? Like, you can't
or
just carry
it. You jerk off at Walmart? Gross.
I just need to rub one out.
Dude, that right there was the title of this episode.
That fat lady in the Zamboni.
That Walmart is gross.
I don't know about
that. It can happen to me. It can happen to you.
So many people are going to sue us over this episode.
God, dude.
I'm going to get a call from the fucking Kardashians tomorrow.
Oh my God, I can't believe you said that about us on your podcast.
Suck another dick!
Y'all are fucking dead! Y'all dead!
Yeah, I'm come Kardashian. I don't
come out here and be like,
yo, man, I'm gonna let y'all finish.
I'm gonna let you guys finish, but you know what? You gotta come over here and look at my wife's ass first.
Yeah, you see that? That ass shit is God. I mean, I'm God. No, that's God. Shit. I'm Jesus. So, yeah. Don't say that stuff about my wife anymore.
Name their fucking daughter North.
I do not know
damn it
what happened
and
or how we got
on was mocking.
And on that
we're was mocking Kanye
and West. On that we're on 43 minutes and it's
we should probably wrap up.
It's okay though because
I'm
there's only like 35 saying minutes of this episode that can actually be posted.
Well, okay, there is some other stuff that we should announce real quick. Got the audition day on the 17th of January at Cinema Center. Corner of Clay and Berry Street.
If you live anywhere near Fort Wayne and would like
to audition,
to, come be in one of our lovely productions.
Or hell, if you
haven't
feel like
scared
driving
you away by now.
Yeah.
Please,
come audition.
I might even audition.
What
really?
It's going to be
you
is
should.
You read from some of our scripts, then you do a monologue, then you do a little improv. If you look us up on Facebook, Open Sign Productions, we have a group, I believe, an event for it.
Yep.
And in the event description, there are links for monologues if you need one.
There are professional links. I used to do speech in high school, and I used these links to pick out my pieces. Like, these are good monologues, couple-minute monologues, are really good. I read through, like, all of them to make sure that none of them were kind of dumb. So, but yeah, they're all professional speeches used by the National Forensic League. And so, yeah, there's gonna be that, and then we've
the
got
NFL?
That. yeah, it's called the NFL, the National Forensic
Sweet.
League. It's pretty awesome. National Forensic League.
Yeah. The NFL's gonna sue us. The Kardashians are gonna sue us.
MTV.
We should probably quit. I'm thinking about saying something about R. Kelly now. So,
I mean, floor is open.
So,
hey, Grandpa, what do you think about R. Kelly?
He's probably just going to come out here and be like, I'm going to pull out my gun. Oh, shit, about to shoot someone.
All right, so go ahead. Let's wrap that up.
And
oh,
that,
my God.
And
then he might
the next
on
series,
it.
Trapped in the Basement with R. Kelly. All right, guys, for episode 9... Well, which should be 12. Yeah,
no,
episode 9
12.
Of After 12. Hours, the official Open Sign Productions podcast.
One.
No, no. We're just going to have to kick all
we
you guys off.
We can never
off.
Die.
It's going to be sanitary. I'm going to go get some people from PBS to do the podcast. Okay. I'm done.
Today's episode is brought to you by the number 12.
That's the episode title. Okay.
The secret word for today is hate.
Okay.
All right, guys. For this week of After Hours podcast, my name is Christian Nash.
I'm Chuck Nolley.
Andrew Ray.
Ryan Weber King.
Neighbor.
Kev Clark.
All right, well, hopefully, you'll hear us next time. See you later, guys.